Blog Talk Radio. It's Todd Longino. Todd Longino. Radio will never be the same. Talk with Todd. It's all hosted by Todd Longino, the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Who that? Who that?
It's Todd.
Who that? Who that?
It's Todd.
Who that? Who that?
It's the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Hey, who that? Who that? You've been waiting for.
Todd Longino.
Blog Talk Radio.
Men, make sure you're around for your families. Get the test you need at the doctor. Disease can be detected early and treated. For a list of medical tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The new Platinum Voice Blog Talk Radio.
Talk with Todd.
Ah, Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Talk with Todd show right here on Blog Talk Radio, man. My guest today, need I say more, man, Top Dawes is on the line with us. What's going on, Top Dawes?
What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
I want to get started first off, man, by letting you introduce something about yourself that to the listeners that may not be familiar with who Top Dollar is.
Well, start off by saying my name is Top Dollar Rhymes. I'm from Far Rock, Queens. Been in Far Rock my whole life, you know, so my music is like embedded in that, you know. But basically what I represent is the streets of Far Rock, Queens, and what we go through out there and the struggle, and that's basically, you know, the kind of music I make, and that's why people connect to what I say, because it's that struggle that's universal.
Well, what struggle are you speaking of? Street struggle or the struggle of just trying to make it?
A little bit of both, you know, but yeah, it's about both. It's 50-50, you know. It's the struggle of just being an average black dude in that kind of a neighborhood, you know, the average woes that one might go through being over there. Just trying to make it out, trying not to be a statistic, trying to make it to 21 years old without getting a bullet through you, things like that.
All right, now, coming from Queens, you know, you coming from some of the greats, Nas, you know, 50 coming from Jamaica, Queens. What does Top Dollar bring to the industry, and what does he bring to keep that legacy going and represent Queens?
Well, I definitely feel like respect the integrity of hip-hop. I'm not selling out in any way. I mean, I make fun music, you know, too, also, but, I mean, there's a way to do fun music without selling out and selling yourself short, you know, making a fool out of yourself. So definitely not doing that. There's a lot of integrity in my music. It's honoring what I'm saying, so it's the truth, basically.
Yeah, I had a chance to check out some of the music before the interview today, and actually last week, and I was like, I immediately, you know, told the folks, I say, look, I like them guys' sight, I like the music, I definitely want them on the show, so let's make that happen. So definitely, me being a harsh critic, if I like it, I know it's good.
Yeah, that's what's up. Thanks, I appreciate, you know, you listening to it. I'm glad you liked it.
For more information on Top Dollar, man, like I said, official website is www.topdollar.com. Now, what new project is Top Dollar working on right now?
Right now, I'm readying the release of my next album, which will be called The New Flesh. It's going to be dropping November 30th, doing the release show December 1st at South Falls, Brooklyn. I'm about to drop another joint soon called Better Days, featuring Grace K as a single. And right now, you can go to topdollarrods.bandcamp.com and you can download and listen to for free the song that I leaked off the album called Bolden, which is doing pretty good on the blog. It got, you know, great reviews from fans and journalists alike, so you can check that out, called Bolden. I know people are going to really like that joint.
That's what's up. Now, we both know that the industry has changed, and it's changing again, and it's almost like it's changing every year now. What do you see the industry right now, and then what do you see it in the next few years?
I feel like the industry is going to be adapting more to the internet and how to sell things through the internet, how to get people to buy things still, and embracing the free culture more, you know, far as like labels backing up free mixtapes in order to promote an album that's going to cost money. I see that's going to happen in the future, you know, because everything is free now. You got Kanye West with the Good Fridays that he's doing. He's giving out free music, but then he's going to charge you for the album. That's really good marketing, because now the fans, you know, they feel like they're closer to him because he's giving them free music, embracing the internet, this whole free culture. So I feel like that's what's going to happen.
Now, let me ask you a question about mixtapes. A lot of artists, they drop a lot of mixtapes before the project release. Do you feel like in some instances that dropping so many mixtapes kind of takes away from takes away from your material for the album? You use a lot of raps.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, I see that happen to a lot of cats that I like that come up. The mixtape be better than the album, and I feel like you know you're stretching yourself thin. I mean, there's nothing wrong with admitting that. You know what? I need to save this material. Like, not everybody is that prolific that they can just do, you know, mixtape after mixtape after mixtape and still put out a banging album. A lot of people can't do that, and I notice that a lot. But like, I feel like do one really good mixtape and put out an album. But as far as me, I don't do mixtapes really, because like, I feel like I'm real stingy with the verses I do. Like, if I'm doing a freestyle verse on a beat, and I feel like it's too dope for that, then I save it and I put it on the album, you know. I'm really stingy with it like that. I don't like to, like, give away the verses like that. So I just do albums. I don't really do mixtapes.
Right, and that's funny you said it like that, because I was explaining to somebody, a friend of mine in the industry, that you look at the A-Ball and JG's and the Scarface and the LL Cool J's, none of those artists, you can't remember them putting out a mixtape.
Yeah.
That's how they was able to last 20 years in the game, because they kept those verses for the masses, for the public. I didn't say use the word waste, but waste on mixtapes when you can actually put a nice 12-song project together and have a class.
Yeah, exactly. But also, like, with the mixtape too, I feel like with a lot of these artists who are in the industry, the mixtape probably like therapeutic to them, because there's no A&R, there's no label telling them you got to make a record like this when you're mixtape. That's probably why the mixtape is always better, because they have more freedom with it. But me, at my level, I don't have a label, so my album is as free-minded as a mixtape, so I don't need to do a mixtape, but I'm already saying what I want to say on an album, you know?
Now, let me ask you, why do you feel like certain artists' material ends up better on the mixtape versus their album? Shouldn't you be able to do both?
Well, that's the thing. Like I said, like, I feel like a label might have something to do with that, where a label is telling you, you got to do this record, you got to put out this record, you got to put this single on this song in order for us to sell records. But on a mixtape, there's nobody telling you that. You can do whatever you want. You have creative freedom, and you can breathe as an artist. And I feel like with a lot of artists' mixtapes, I feel like I get to know the artist more than I did on the album, because the album is filled with filler tracks and tracks made for, like, you know, Carmen copy tracks made for the club or whatever, or for the ladies, and it's real fake, but the mixtape is so real. Like I said, like, with my album, like, when the new flesh come out, it's going to be real, because nobody's telling me what I have to do. I'm doing what I want to do, and that's why the music is going to be real.
Now, I know you heard Nas' record when it came out some years ago, when he said hip-hop is dead due to sales declining, due to how the material that was coming out. How do you feel? Do you still feel that? Do you agree with that statement?
Nas don't even agree with that statement. if he agreed with it, he wouldn't be making music. You know what I mean? Come on. Nobody believes that. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's a real cynical thing to do, to say it's not true. You know, hip-hop is not dead. If hip-hop is dead, all music is dead. No music is like what it used to be. I mean, I feel like rock is more dead than hip-hop. You listen to rock on the radio, I mean, come on. So I feel like, none of the genres are what they used to be, but hip-hop isn't close to dead at all, because the good music is out there. You just gotta look for it. Radio is dead. That's what's dead, the radio, not hip-hop.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I know that you have been MCing or putting songs together since you was in second grade. What got you going? What got you inspired to just, you know what I mean, go at it at a young age?
I mean, like, I was a writer, you know, even at a young age, I used to write stories and stuff, man. my brother really like honed me into hip hop and got me into the music, got me to love the music, got me to love the music for the right reasons. I gotta say that's the most important thing. He got me to love the music for the right reasons. What he exposed me to was the good stuff, and you know, he was one of those hip hop elitists. Like, nah, that's not real hot. That's not real hip hop, man. That ain't real hip hop. This is the real joint right here. So that's always been embedded in me, you know. And I just took my talent and my interest in writing to music, and I love it. So I just kept doing it.
This two-part question for you. Who did you look up to back then, and who's some of your favorite artists? Who do you think is hot right now?
And I mean, I think Kanye's doing pretty good right now. I think Kanye and Jay-Z is doing pretty good right now. Rick Ross is pretty big right now, you know, doing it big right now. I like what they're doing today. And I've always been a Jay-Z fan, you know, that's my favorite rapper. And I really like what him and Kanye are doing now. We're giving out the free music and not worrying about, you know, packaging it like a single and just going in with the verses. That's real hip-hop to me, you know. That's beautiful that you're doing that. So, but as far as, like, the people I'm listening to, mostly are my peers, you know, like, that I see every day on the grind in New York Underground, like Washi the Cynic, Khalil Cash, Science, OISD, Warren Britt, Otis Clapp, all these cats, Cavalier, all these people that I see on a daily basis rapping. These are the people I look up to. These are the projects that I'm looking forward to. It's from them, you know, because they're going in. You know, like I said, they don't have a label, so they're just doing what they want to do, and it's just, the music is just so pure when they do an album, you know. So that's what I'm looking to see do stuff.
Outside of your blog, you know, what kind of messages you want to get out to the people with your music, with this new project?
I want people to understand, like, the lane that I'm going through is like, I want everybody to know that I'm like them, you know. They want it. I'm just on stage. I'm just making music, but my story is your story, and you're gonna love it because it's your story. You're gonna connect to it, you know. So that's the message I want to put out, and I want them to know the album's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be dope. I did the last album. I just filled Milk. I put it out. People loved it, and I took with the criticism I got about it. I took it into account. I made this project better. You know, I tweaked it to make this, like, stronger, which is why it's called the new flesh, because the new flesh is stronger than the old flesh, you know. It's like evolution. So this album is an evolution from the last one.
You say you got some criticism, but what kind of criticism? Was it criticism from the industry, or was it from peers, or what kind of criticism were you getting?
Just little criticisms from the reviews or whatever, you know, that said I could, little things I could tweak, like making the album, for one thing, making the album longer, you know, a lot of criticism that Phil Milk was too short, so this one's longer, this one's 14 tracks, Phil Milk was 11, so things like that, you know.
Well, you know, my thoughts with that is, 11 track album to me has a better chance of being a classic than a 21 song track. It's only about 9 good songs on.
And very
you're putting
true.
Them up.
Very true. Very true, because, like, what, Illmatic's like 10 or 11 tracks on Illmatic? Very short.
Yeah.
Very short album. B is very short, too. That's a good album, too. But I think 14 is the limit. I think I lose interest after 14. There's albums today that I haven't got to the end because they were, like, 20 songs long. I think the long album I really like is Ready to Die. That's a classic, Ready to Die. That's like 16 tracks on there, I think. If I'm not mistaken, but, you know. Yeah, usually the shorter the better, but I think I get away with 14.
Right.
We'll be right back on the Talk with Todd show right here on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm home.
Over 1 million Americans at risk of foreclosure have been helped by Making Home Affordable. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE.
I'm home.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
The Invited Voice Blog Talk Radio. Talk with Todd. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Talk with Todd show. Right here on Blog Talk Radio with Top Dollar.
I was at 16. I cut it to 14. But I need them all. You'll see, like, when you hear it, you'll know I needed them all. Like, I couldn't cut anything else.
You know, I need that. I need that. As soon as it drops, you know, let me know. Come back on the show. Let's play some joints. And let's let the people hear it. I didn't get a chance to upload any music today. But we'll definitely get that back when the album's released. Definitely get you back on the show, man.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
No, anytime, man. Anytime. Now, You got any shows coming up? Any tours? You know, do anything moving wise on stage? What do you need to know about?
Well, we're starting the Music Is College Tour November 5th at Hunter College. So be sure to come through to that. You know, if you're free, Hunter College, November 5th. That's the Music Is Tour. It's me, Mike Black, Leo Dick, Lil Cash, and Mike Classic. So come through and see a great show, man. I might have my band with me, so it's going to be crazy.
Oh, you got a live band, too?
Oh, yeah, I got a live band. I got a the five-piece band. I got the sax, keyboard, drums, bass, guitar. It's crazy. You got to come through to a Top Dollar Live show. I don't play around with the show. I go in. So
that's what I want to talk to you about next, and I'm glad you mentioned that. What do you feel like is missing in artists' performances these days?
I feel like a lot of these cats spend too much time in front of Twitter. You can tell when they're on stage, they don't know what they're doing. You know? They need to step their game up. Yeah. You really got to, like, you got to know the stage, you know? You got to know what, you got to know your audience. You can't do the same songs at every show. And you got to have songs for the stage, you know? That mellow track that everybody loves, that, you know, it's probably won't work on stage. You need songs for the stage. Right? And a lot of people don't understand that. You really gotta understand that, you know. Cause I know it. You know, I'm good on stage, so a lot of these cats need work because they too much time on it. The blogs ain't everything. Ooh. You need to go out.
Exactly. Who are some of your who would you say are good performances, like far as rap wise, on stage? I like Busta Rhymes. I like Scarface.
I like Kanye. I like Lupe. I like the way Lupe performs. Pretty damn good performer. Yeah, so really good performer. I think Lil Wayne's a great performer too. He keeps me entertained on stage.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
No, I like DMX as well. When DMX was, you know, in his career, he was a one man show, and I liked how he did the whole show. No hype man. He went in all by himself.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's dope. You'll see me with a hype man, though. I usually have my homie Khalil Cash with me, backing me up. So, you know, but still a dope show.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with a hype man. I think some people don't know how to use them all.
Yeah, yeah. Very true. I mean, I'm not a fan of, like, 30 people on stage with you with bottles in their hand. I'm smoking weed and stuff. I don't understand that. That's distracting to me and corny.
Right.
That's not a show.
Yeah, you've had some great reviews coming up for you, rapreviews.com, AboveGroundMagazine.com. What does that mean to you to know that especially rapreviews.com, they actually took a look at your material?
I mean, it's those are the things that keep you going, you know, like if I ever feel like, man, why am I doing this? This is too hard, or I feel like giving up, or it's not working. You know, whenever something like that happens, or whenever I get like a tweet or a message from a fan, like quoting my rhymes or something, like sometimes I'll go on like G-Chat or something, and somebody's status will be a quote from a rhyme that I said. That's what keeps me going. So when things like that happen, it lets me know that I'm doing the right thing, that I'm actually good at what I'm doing. You know, if you like an artist, let them know that you think they're good, man. It's hard out here. Wondering if that's something, you know, you gotta let people know that you appreciate what they're doing, because it ain't easy. You know, if you like their stage show, let them know, tell them, yo, that was dope, or I enjoyed what you did. Let people know. Don't be stingy with your compliments, you know, that's what keeps us going, because there ain't really no money right now, so crazy.
Exactly, and that's why we had an industry conversation the other day, and we were talking about that, and I told people, I'm still a fan. Music. I like to still go to the stores. I went to Best Buy the other day, right? I went and bought Devin the Dude's first album. And I walked around the store for about 15 minutes and could not find the rap section. Until I had to really look. Yeah, I walked into the music section and it was off to the corner. In the same section as Rock and Pop. And they had like two shelves. When I got to the front counter, I asked the lady, I said, what happened to the rap section? Yeah, iTunes happened and iPod.
So nobody want to buy rap albums now. I mean, that's a little crap, because if you check the sound scan, we're always in the top 10, or we're number one, so we're one of the top selling genres. I mean, so I don't buy that.
I think that what they was trying to say was people are buying more music online than they are actually going to the store and buying.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what she was getting at. But is there anything, man, that you'd like the fans to know about Top Dollar Rhymes? If y'all, like I said, y'all go to the official website, www.topdollarguided.com. Or, I mean, you got everything on here, the YouTube, the Facebook, the MySpace, the Twitter, everything. You can follow him, you can follow his whole career, prior from his website. Is there anything that you would like the listeners to know about Top Dollar?
Basically that, you know, you're going to love my music, you need to check it out. It's different. It's not like what these other cats are doing. You're going to know it's real. You're going to feel it. So check it out. Definitely check out the website. Definitely look out for the album. The Top to Spill Milk on iTunes. And, yeah, that's about it. You know, YouTube me. Check out my live show with the band. Check me out. Let your friends know because, you know, music is contagious, but you got to spread it, you know? So you got to let people know. Don't just keep it to yourself. Let your friends know. That's how the thing gets bigger, when you let people know and you pass it on. It's a chain letter. You got to pass it.
That's right. And once I get done, you know, like I said, I'm going to add your music to my YouTube channel, the Facebook, and my Twitter as well. So definitely we continue to get the word out. When I like music and I like the artist, I go all out for them because I want to see everybody win. I want to see everybody, you know, succeed and being in the music business. So.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
No problem, brother. Hey, man, we want to thank you for coming on Talk of Tide Show, man, we can play some music. I want to check out the album myself, you know what I mean? So definitely, we get that worked out. We'll come on right back on Talk of Tide Show.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, man. You take care, bro.
All right, peace.
Hey, man, we want to thank y'all for coming on, you know, checking out another edition of the Talk of Tide Show. Here Wednesdays on 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Visit the official website, talkoftides.com. And until the next time on Talk of Tides, man, you know how we do. They love one another. They care one another. Good day. And God bless.
Ain't nobody's hero, but I want to be heard.
It's Blog Talk Radio with Todd. Talk with Todd, the voice of the Midwest.
Every day, that's my word.